Joining us now to talk about his sleepless nights that are coming up soon is Tony Agnone, player agent. And Tony, I would expect when this thing gets done that first night, you don't get a wink of sleep.
I doubt it, especially this year. You know, I'm already trying to prepare for it because it's going to come up fast here, and then we'll be actually doing what we should have been doing since March 1st.
Hey, Tony, how long will it take once they get an agreement in place? Because you've heard a lot of things, you know, week, 10 days, whatever. But once they get an agreement, how long before we start free agency?
Well, I'm hoping they're going to give us like 3 or 4 days to look at the agreement, you know, or at least bring us up to speed on it. And I will say one thing, I'm going to get an advantage because we have a named plaintiff, so I'll get to see mostly that early as we have to sign off on it. But I'm hoping they're going to give us a few days so at least we know what the rules are.
Yeah, I guess that'll help to know. So what will it be like for you? I mean, at 12:01, do you anticipate – I mean, in the past there's been certain teams that have been active. A lot of teams, you know, aren't active. Do you see all 32 teams being active at midnight on the first day of the new league year?
That's a great question, Vin. I do. I actually do. I think this will be the first time that a number of teams that usually don't worry about it till 8, 9 in the morning, that'll say, hey, you know what, we really got to be concerned and we got to move quick. And I think there'll be people that will be all over you now at 12:00.
Now, what will it be like for you, Tony? You'll be getting calls about rookie undrafted free agents. You'll be getting calls on Bushrod, your unrestricted free agents. I wouldn't anticipate they'll start, you know, talking draft picks. And then whatever free agents that you have on that team that's a free agent, they'll be calling on that.
I think what they're going to do is just go down the list. Hey, you know, here's our undrafted free agents. Oh, we like this guy, this guy, and this guy. Okay, now here's the restricted free agents. You have any interest in those guys? Here's the unrestricted free agents. Do you have any interest in those guys? And I think it's going to be just one of those, almost like a shopping center mentality where, you know, okay, let's see, you know, who we got here, you know, this kind of thing. All right, let's see what we can, you know, put together here. And in each little place, each cart is going to find something.
Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato speaking with NFL player agent Tony Agnone here on 105.7 The Fan. Tony, for fans that may not understand the process, give us some insight on what a usual first night of free agency is and what you foresee it to be this year.
Well, usually at 12:00, the teams call and say, hey, we have an interest in this player. You know, let's say it's Vinny. We have an interest in Vinny. Okay, what are you looking for? How many years? What kind of dollars are we talking about in that kind of situation? And then normally you'd move on to the next team who calls and says, hey, we have an interest. We'd like to put this offer on the table. We'd like to do this, that kind of thing. And before you know it, you're in a full-term negotiation. This year is going to be different in that you have so many different guys and so many different categories. Hey, these are you know, guys that weren't drafted in the draft in April. We really need them. We want a guy who's, say, a fullback. So, you know, we want to offer you this guy. You have 9 or 10 clubs that may be interested in that player and trying to figure out what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. Normally, after the draft, it takes us about, an hour and a half to sign a player like that. You know, because you got to go through the different teams. You got to go back to the player and say, hey, do you like this club versus that club? And I think it's going to be that kind of frenzy. Then I think we're going to add on the free agents. And then, believe it or not, there's going to be some restricted free agents, depending on what the compensation is, that might move as well. You know, they may say, hey, you know what? We know we're not going to get this guy in free agency. So we're going to take, you know, Vinny in restricted free agency, and we're willing to make an offer sheet. You know, let's talk about the terms of the offer sheet. And all that is going to take place at one time in one situation, which is normally three things that happen at three different times, one in March, one in April, and then one even in July.
Hey, Tony, how much more difficult is it going to be? Because previously for free agency, I mean, prior to the combine, I mean, all agents were there and, you know, deals were, if not struck, I mean, talked about, so you knew parameters and you knew which teams were interested. Now, I mean, with Bushrod, with your punter, and with some of your friends, you don't even really know who's interested. So is that going to make it take longer, or it's going to be much more difficult, I think, for you?
Well, I think the thing is, I mean, no deals were ever struck at the combine.
Well, of course not.
Like that, but,
yeah, right.
You know, there are always some rumors going around that
yes.
somebody may be interested. But the problem you're going to run into now is that it's such a short window for us that the other factor that we haven't even talked about is how about when teams are going to give up players? You know, some guys that are on the contract, they're getting rid of.
Right.
They haven't been able to do that. So we don't even know who those players are. You know, we may come in, you know, at 12 o'clock and they may call you and say, hey, by the way, we're releasing, you know, these players. Like, you know, we're releasing Trent Cole, for example. Well, then all of a sudden you have a market for Trent Cole.
Right.
What happens there to those teams? And that's something we've never faced before. That we're, you know, we knew guys were out on the market or going to be out on the street. Now we don't. So it's going to be even wilder, and that's why I agree with you. It's going to be an all-night process because I think teams are literally going to call you and say, hey, listen, we just picked up such-and-such. We're going to release, you know, your guy at that position. You know, now you have to make those 32 calls again. Hey, are you having interest in this guy? So it's going to get. I think it's going to be pretty crazy.
Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato speaking with NFL player agent Tony Agnone here on 105.7 The Fan. Something we also have never seen before, and I'm sure you're reading the same stuff we're reading, is that the teams are going to have to spend almost all their money under the cap, which means that more guys are going to be making more money. From an agent's perspective, that's got to make you feel pretty good.
Well, actually, it does and it doesn't. What happens in a situation like that is that means that you're going to have four or five guys that are going to make a tremendous amount of money, and then you're going to have guys that don't. And what scares us is that at one time you would want to sign a veteran guy like Sam Gash that was here with the Ravens. And Sam was a perfect fullback, and he could get the minimum, and it only cost us $450 against the cap. Well, now that doesn't mean anything because it's now all about the cash for the owners. So that restriction doesn't mean anything. So then why not keep a young guy, you know, like a Henry Hynoski, and pay him $300 or whatever the number is. You can save $500 in cash, and you spend up to your cap, but you still hold on to your cash. So that's a worrisome situation for us. We're looking to see what's going to happen and how that's going to affect those veteran players, and we know it is going to affect them.
Hey, Tony, you know what's going to be interesting for you and other agents is you're going to have, you know, a lot of different parties, you know, that are not normally midnight people, you know, the Cincinnati's, the Tampa's, the teams that have to spend $60 million and have $50 million in cap room. I mean, they're going to be the ones on the phone, you know, really pushing things. They're going to be pushing the envelope this year.
Yeah, I believe so. And I believe that what's going to also happen is that you're going to have a number of teams, you know, come out of the blocks very strong on a player. If they really want them, they're going to do whatever they have to do right away, which means you're not even going to, you may not even get to the fourth or fifth call.
Yeah.
Before that deal may be, you know.
Speaking of that, Tony, are guys going to take visits this year, or are all deals going to be cut within the first 24, 48 hours and no visits?
That's a great question, Vinny. Normally, I would think a guy would want to see what he's getting into, but this may not be the year where he gets that opportunity. He may just not. He just may have to talk to him and hope like heck he made the right choice.
Hey, Tony, can you explain that cash versus cap thing? Vinny's explained it a couple times, and he's made my head spin on it. Is there a way to explain that?
The easiest thing is that when you say they got to spend up to the cap, say the cap's $100 million, okay? You can spend that money that you have, but by taking a signing bonus over a period of time, you're only going to count, like, say, a four-year deal, you only count one-fourth of that signing bonus. So, therefore, it only counts one-fourth against the cap, but you're actually spending three-quarters more of that money in the signing bonus for the cash part of it. And so an owner can give, say, $1 million signing bonus. It only counts $250,000 against the cap, but the other $750,000 he's paid in cash out. So therefore there's more money in the deal than what shows in the cap.
Now I understand it.
Now, Tone, are you hearing 120 cap number in that vicinity, and owners having to spend 98% to 100% of the cash of that?
Yeah, I had heard right from the beginning that we were basically going to go to the cap that was, you know, whatever that cap number was 2 years ago would then come back plus some. That was what I had heard initially, and that's what I think it's going to come down to.
Now, Tony, you think teams are going to sign more veteran free agents this year only, like on one-year deals, just because the rookies, it's hard for them to add anything just because they've had no OTAs, no mini camps. So, you know, you don't know what you're getting in a rookie, where coaches, they don't want to evaluate now. They want to go coach and get ready to play their opener.
No, I'm with Vinny. I think what's going to happen is I think the practice squad will go up to 12, and from 8, we'll add 4 more players on, and we'll sign a bunch of veteran guys like a Reggie Wells to a 1-year contract, you know, with the idea that, hey, he can come in, start, do whatever he's got to do, teach the other linemen what to do. And I think those kind of guys will be very valuable, that, you know, that aren't over the hill, but that are in still prime guys that are reestablishing themselves. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think this year that will be the exception, and then they will be dissipated out of the process next year.
Hey, Tone, do teams have deals already done with their undrafted free agents? I mean, how much contact or how much talk, you know, at the end of the draft did teams have with you that you had undrafted free agents that they said, listen, as soon as this is over, we want this guy, so, and we're willing to pay this. Have those conversations taken place? And do you have a pretty good feel for who's interested in your undrafted free agents?
Well, that'd be a direct violation, so that would never happen. But
of course not.
I do know that every team that was interested in the guys that were undrafted that we had called us to tell us, hey, we're interested in the player. We may take him in the 7th round. Now, they didn't take him in the 7th round, but I assume that they're still interested.
So, Tone, you see the undrafted thing. That's probably from midnight till probably 3 in the morning, then that's over and done with. You know, in my mind, because I always felt like if I didn't have a free agent signed within the first couple hours, what I was getting after that, I mean, I can get the next thing because I'm not getting the quality players.
Right. Well, the other thing I think that's going to happen this year, that in the past, a lot of players were only invited to come and try out. They had the tryout, basically the tryout for the mini camp afterwards.
Right.
I see those guys signing contracts. And then I see, depending on whether we have an 80-man roster or an 85-man roster this year, or hopefully like a 90-man roster. I mean, I can't understand. It can't be that much money to clothe and feed a guy for 4 weeks of training camp. I just don't understand that. You'd want to get a few extra guys in the camp. So this year, I can see us having a little larger roster. And then at that point, everybody will get signed. And if not, then we'll be back to the tryout camps for those guys.
Ken Wyman and Vinny Serrato speaking with NFL player agent Tony Agnone here on 105.7 The Fan. Last question for you, Tony. You strike me as a level-headed guy, never get too high or too low. How optimistic are you that this thing's going to get done in time to salvage basically all of preseason?
Oh, I think they're basically just arguing over language now. Those guys would all be in there if they weren't just arguing over the
language.
That
was my point too, Tony.
Well, you know, when you're down to this end, and they spent the weekend, you know, working on some stuff, I'm firmly convinced that we're going to have a full preseason and that we'll go forward. And I still stay with the date I gave you guys, July 15th, that we'd be, you know, we'd have this done and we'd be starting to do our work.
Hey, Tony, how long will free agency last? I mean, I know the first day is going to be fast and furious. How long does it go?
You know, that's a great question, Vinny. And the only thing I can think of is like a 5-day period. You know, I mean, I think it'll last around 5 days. I think you'll have most of your guys done fairly quickly, but there'll be a number of guys that, you know, like you said, well, okay, this guy went here. Now I need to look at this guy. And I think those touches will be done, you know, 2-3 days, you know, after that process gets taken care
of. Tony, will we have more rookie holdouts this year just because, you know, everybody's got to deal with free agency and all that prior to signing your draft picks?
I think the interesting thing is, and no one will be happy when I say this, I think there are going to be a ton of veteran holdouts. I think guys are saying to themselves, hey, when we get this new system in place, there's going to be guys that are that are really, really trying to figure out what the process is. I think all that stuff of 100, you know, the top 100 players and all that has really, you know, is going to kind of change the landscape a little bit. So I think you're going to see a lot of veteran holdouts.
Well, Tony, thanks for finishing us off with some good news there.
Thanks, Tom.
Tony, sorry, Kenny. Sorry.
NFL player agent Tony Agnew, thanks so much for your time.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom.
Take care, guys. Yep.